Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvitti and my lovely co-host, Squirrel Rourke. Hi, Squirrel.
Hi, Jackie. Hi, everyone.
Our happy squirrel.
Tonight, good to be back.
Tonight is a live transmission. Sorry, this show was supposed to air last week, but I'm having kind of recurring challenges in terms of energy. So please understand that I'm not always going to be able to do these live, not for a couple of months. So after that, I should be fine. Okay.
Well, we just want you to feel good when you're doing the show. So we totally understand, Jackie.
Well, I'm going through a program right now that's very intense, and so I do apologize to everyone, but as a result, my energy levels kind of run all over the map, and so, you know, sometimes, and even tonight, prior to the show, the energies are ramping up so big. We've got beings from the central sun and all kinds of new beings, and the energies get so big that I can't control my blood pressure before a show. I almost canceled this one, so even after we spoke, Squirrel. So, okay.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, here we go.
Tonight's show, Finding Your Truth. We all seek a truth that resonates for us, something that rings true in our very beingness. When we find what is true for us, we cannot commit to it and embrace it. We can commit to it and embrace it with joy and excitement. Our spirit is set free in that moment, unlocked from the bonds of limitation that have held it down and limited its full expression. Have you defined and claimed your truth? It will lead you through these coming and current times of change and chaos. Your spirit is waiting to be set free from all limitation to express and create. It's time to soar with your spirit. And, of course, join us tonight. The team is going to share their wisdom as always, and I guess we have quite a few questions tonight.
Yes, we do.
So, and I want everybody to understand, when I talk about the energies for the show, the team has designed this so that it literally goes through the entire world. Doesn't mean everybody can hear it, but the energies and the frequencies are going out over the entire internet. And this was something that, in their infinite wisdom, they did from the beginning. It's been a challenge for me lately because the frequencies are so high. It's more of a challenge. And so, again, as you know, time gets closer to the show, I can feel the energies ramping up, and it can get very uncomfortable for me. I keep telling them, easy. Okay, Squirrel, you've got
somehow
an astrology
they
report
think
for
you
us.
Can handle it. They think you can handle it, I guess, right?
No, they recognize that I'm going to take care of me. And so it's not necessarily that they think I can handle it. I think it just got a little out of hand. In a couple of months from now, I should be able to handle it easily. In the interim, while I'm going through all this detoxing and everything else I'm going through, it's a bit of a challenge. And the sessions have gotten so intense that this poor house just rocks. So anyway, share your wonderful wisdom with us, Squirrel.
Well, okay, the astrology is amped up too, and I'm sure other people know this already, but we do have a full moon total lunar eclipse coming up on 4/15, which, you know, it's just a few days away. So it'll be before our next show. And this one actually parallels 1996. I mean, I don't know if you can remember what you were doing in 96. It's hard for
me to
completely remember.
I died in 96. I remember it very well.
You do? Well, okay, so it's a good question apparently to ask yourself right now, that because a series of these eclipses are starting next week, and this last one occurred that's very similar in April of 1996, and we're doing a rewind of the same possibilities that presented us that opportunity at that time. So what were you reevaluating in your life? Were you reassessing who you were and what direction you wanted your life to take? So over the next 24 hours, we're still determining what needs to be shed from our life and what can stay. The cleanup and clear-out process is underway big time, so keep going. You're making progress. The other thing that I want to point out, this comes from createdjuicesart.com, and writes, it's no news to anyone that we're going through times of great upheaval and radical change. The transformation meter is set on high, and we're all feeling the heat. There's a particular transit, which is astrology speak for how planets engage in relationship to each other. It's called the Pluto-Uranus square that began in the fall of 2012. And we've talked about this, and it happened seven times, ending in March of 2015. So this is going to be the fifth in April, the fifth out of seven of these transits. And these two, and this happened in the 60s, and we all kind of remember the 60s, but back then and Pluto and Uranus were conjunct, meaning they were on top of each other. If you look at the astrological wheel, this time they're at a 90-degree angle. So yes, it's similar to the upheaval, but it's different in the perspective of the angle. But anyway, these are the wrecking balls that tear down monolithic structures and become repressive, things that need to be dismantled. These external structures can be governments, business, social, or economic organizations, and these structures can be in your mind, like belief systems, ideologies, and worldviews. They can also be very personal, psychological, and emotional structures in our psyche. The bottom line is that everything is up for grabs, and the thing that makes this transit more intense is that the planets Jupiter and Mars are also part of this party in April, forming a grand cross. So we have, if you can picture a cross in the sky, these not only do we have the square, we have the complete cross with Jupiter and Mars taking place. So it's big, and I guess we want it to be big. So Pluto demands something is brought to its knees. Uranus insists on liberation at any cost. Mars is pissed off and looking for a fight. And Jupiter expands everything it touches. So if you can remember that, it's not that it's going to be bad. These forces can also be harnessed for positive energy. And there's so much tension that something has to give. What does it look like? The possibility of whatever isn't working in your life suddenly devolving into some level of chaos and unbearable stress, leaving you feeling powerless and trapped. But if you end up in that position, there's also the opportunity to use the planetary friction to break through whatever you find yourself mired in to a place of much greater freedom, increased passionate energy, deep and profound meaning, and expansive, optimistic faith. So that's where I like to hang. That
Yes.
Right?
Absolutely.
I know, right? So
great information, Pearl. Well, thank you. Oh, that means I've got so much to look forward to.
I know, you know, and we all want to hear from our listeners how it's affecting you, of course. So if you would like to share, we're willing to listen.
Okay. I have a great message to share. We have, four questions, I guess, tonight. So we'll get to those as quickly as we can. We had a late start. There was something wrong at the station, so we apologize for that. I have a great message I'd like to share with all of you about the foundational beliefs about beliefs. And I know that Bonnie has posted these on her website. If you don't know what these are, you can also email me for a copy of them. I'm happy to send them out to you. Okay, so this is a note from somebody I sent them to. how much fun. Thank you, Jackie. Again, those foundational beliefs you sent over have really helped me. I'm on a roll. My cat got really sick, food poisoning-like, yesterday, and after 3 hours of cleaning up, after the cat, diarrhea, vomit, etc., I told him I didn't need him to do this for me anymore. Stall forward motion, cause stress, use up lots of time and resources. So if he was going to do it to help me fulfill those old needs, then he could stop because I canceled those old behavior patterns. He got better almost immediately, calm, relaxed, ready to eat, and he's fine. Okay. Amazing. New script in the works for him. Love Carol. Carol is an animal communicator, so I thought this was very appropriate. Carol found her truth and is using it to change her life and even that of her cat. And how appropriate that she gets the importance, what she is doing so much, so that she was able to convey it to her cat, and her cat complied. I think this is fascinating, by the way. We've all spent years searching for our truth and for the beliefs and ideas that could change our lives and set us on a new path. For some of you, you've been looking most of your lives. You may have found truths that you thought were the answer, only to find that you outgrew them and went looking for new or more powerful truths. We've all been through this one. The show title tonight came from 15 minutes in front of the TV to eat my lunch. This is my daily thing. And I was watching TNT because I've got it recorded and I can, you know, 15 minutes, it doesn't matter where you stop and start on that program. Catchy little gossip ditty with young people all contributing their comments on the latest celebrity antics. It's just pure banal entertainment, okay? So they shot to Oprah, who had announced some show dates in person to help people move forward. And I didn't catch the name of her new roadshow, but I was delighted by a young woman who's part of the TNT group, who was so excited. And the other kids asked her why, and her answer was, "I want to find my truth." And she said it with such conviction, and I thought, you know, everyone is looking for their truth, because reality is subjective. And this really, really hit me. So, and it took me back to all the years of research and books and videos and tapes and all that I've read and listened to, and not to mention all the conferences and intensives. And, you know, I was like, and as
that's
I thought
so
about
true.
It. Huh?
I mean, that's so true. We all have, I think many of us have done that, but
absolutely.
Are we seeking our own truth or the truth of somebody else?
So as I thought about it, I realized that my spirit had waited for me to take the turn, not to mention my higher self and unseen friends. And I watched that young woman's spirit rise up in her when she made the statement with such hunger and earnestness. In many ways, we are all defined by our truth. Unfortunately, not everyone is tolerant of each other's truth. I didn't care what people thought about my truth. I was too excited about learning more and more. I never did care whether people agreed with me or not. That was never my issue. So what is the key to finding your truth? First, there's an excitement that rises up in you. An aha moment when you realize this is new information, or information that you never heard told this way or that way. For whatever reason, it hits home, and you either make it your truth or you decide to explore and research it further to see if you will adopt it as your truth. I'm always exploring truth. Boy, that's the truth. And Bonnie, who has the website Live a Life You Love and wrote the book The Map, is the one that I have the most fun exploring it with. We can debate and explore and share, and I recommend that you find people in your life that you can do the same thing with, if possible. I mean, that's really a wonderful somebody that you can bounce things off of, that you trust, really trust, and that is of the same mindset that you are. I know many people are having problems finding people like that, but those doors are going to start opening more and more now. Many of you work and explore with the team, and they're always careful to help you to develop your own truth. They'll give you advice, you know, they'll make statements, but again, their goal for all of us is for us to find our truth through the experiences. You know, they'll give wonderful advice and guidance, but they're very, very careful. Lazarus is another great teacher who gave us a library of information to choose from. He called it a buffet, you know, which I always love. You can pick and choose, which really means you can find your truth within all the information that he has shared. And it's brilliant, by the way. Still, the foundational work, I mean, not that all of it isn't brilliant, but things like is self-esteem and I deserve, consciously creating success, ending shame. God, I could go on and on and on and on. Codependence of the negative ego. And it is such an incredible, as he calls it, buffet of information. Ending blame, you know, which is an insidious thing that locks you into the past. So I'm going to talk a minute about the missing Malaysian airline. An interesting example of people finding their truth. I've read everything from it being taken to another similar planet to a number of interesting ideas of what really happened. You know, a lot of conspiracy stuff, you know, it's was hijacked and it's in some secret, you know, U.S. base somewhere run by the military-industrial complex. I mean, you name it, I've read it. And the team has stayed mute on the subject. And my heart does go out to the relatives of the missing people. It's a terrible thing to have something like this happen with no answers. And I, believe me, I do send them lots of love and light. It appears that no stone has been left unturned, and people will decide what their own personal truth is about the disappearance. I don't debate it.
I mean, what do you mean? Are you saying that we're not influenced by the media and what's being
reported? Oh, yeah. Well, we had this conversation earlier, Squirrel. And
yeah.
I will get to that, but I'll throw it in here.
Okay.
With all of the things that are going on the planet, and the news is full every day of either catastrophes, be they natural disasters, people going into schools, going into military bases, going into malls, you know, killing people, etc. There's so much going on right now. And the media, unfortunately, is not run by people of the highest level of integrity. It doesn't mean that there aren't people of integrity in the media, but the majority of it is built on sensationalism. And ultimately, it is about keeping us distracted from what we're wanting to create. It does not mean that I don't have great empathy for all that's occurring, that I don't spend my time sending love and light, and I know my clients all do as well. All the people that are suffering, have lost people, etc. But, and the team really tells me this constantly, that ultimately, it's about your resonance. If you're focusing on all the things that are going on the earth, we knew there were going to be changes. We knew the energies as they came in were going to be difficult for people to handle. And those people are acting out. The more light that comes onto the planet, the faster that dark is pushed up. And it's going to act out, unfortunately. Focusing on it all the time, all it does for you is lower your resonance. It's a distraction. It doesn't mean that people aren't suffering, that people haven't been hurt, and it doesn't mean that we don't care. We can care, but to get caught up in the drama is the antithesis of what you want to be doing right now, which is to focus on holding the highest resonance and the greatest vision for what you're wanting to create in the way of a planet, your life, and the beauty of the way things can be. We came here to create a new dream on this planet. And if we're constantly looking at all of the chaos, it lowers our resonance. As a group, okay, if your resonance goes down for all the people that are holding light, it lowers the group resonance for all those people that came here to make a difference as well. So we have a responsibility in many ways to stay with the highest light possible. Discussing and pointing fingers at all the negative things that are happening does not help. And, you know, I was telling Squirrel earlier tonight that Bonnie and I chat an awful lot. When we talk about creating reality, about changing beliefs, about what's in the way, collective issues that need to be shifted. And when we say collective, we're talking about beliefs that got locked into the collective that are still controlling human behavior. We never, ever talk about disasters. Now, Bonnie was in the middle of this huge thing that happened with the storm in Colorado. It was a miracle her house was not washed away. Just escaping from it was a major feat. And she and her husband had to hike back up to get clothes for, she was doing all of this, they were doing all these interviews and things, and all of her clothes were up at the house. They couldn't even drive up there. We talked about it that week while it was happening because she was in the middle of it and never discussed it again. Again, not a focus. Our conversations are always about how do we change things. So, you know, I share that with everybody just as a reminder. Channelers, okay. Another interesting example of different truths. I had a very good conversation with dear Janet, who talk about a lot, about different channels. And what they are bringing through is their truth or the truth of who they're channeling. It makes me giggle when you have several people channeling the same beings or being and the truth don't match. But the information is also coming through a human. You have to decide what is true for you. And I just recommend that everybody use discernment. I can't tell you how many people are channeling Archangel Michael. And I have yet to find two people who are bringing through the same information. It might be a little similar, but never totally the same. But then each person's resonance is different. The only person I know absolutely consistent is Daryl Ankle, who brings through Bashar. And there's a woman in Japan who channels Bashar as well. Their information is just right together, right on, all the time. For me, the truth always touches my soul and excites my spirit. From my soul, I feel emotion and usually feel tears well up in my eyes. From my spirit is the feeling of excitement. And I've learned to trust these signs. When Bonnie sends out her messages from God and Goddess and Soul and Spirit or the angels, those are the responses I feel. I know that she's bringing through truth and love in its purest form. There's never a question in my mind. Is it because she's my friend? Or is she my friend because she brings forward the truth? And for me, it's both. But I always count on her to bring forward truth, as she counts on me to do the same thing. And that, I think, is beautiful. That's the kind of people you want to associate with if you can. So what is your truth? Is it a quick fix, or does it require work on your part? You know, we're co-creating a new world and a new kind of human. So it's going to require work on your part, all of you. When you find truth, it should make you happy and make you feel empowered. Should not be about pointing the finger at all the people that are doing things wrong. Try not to give your power to anyone or anything. Okay? People that are bringing forward truth should be empowering you, not disempowering you. All right? Meaning, if they want to be a guru, okay? And they want you to listen to everything that they say and that's it, you may want to think twice. So, one thing about Lazarus.
I agree with that.
With Lazarus, he always said, I am your friend. Don't try to make me your father. Don't try to make me a god. I am here because I love you, to share information to help you become more. That's empowerment. Humans have been disempowered for eons, and we're all working to step back into our true power, to create our lives in a new, more beautiful way, and to create a magnificent life filled with joy, love, peace, and abundance for ourselves and others. It's not just about. We're all a work in progress, and there's always more for us to learn and to create. It's not greed that drives us, but to realize that we came to be creators. We were born creators. We just didn't know how to channel that energy and intent in a direction that created results that we love instead of pain, loneliness, sorrow, struggle, and separation. And lastly, I encourage everyone to be discerning about what you attach to. Ask yourself, is this just what I want to hear, or is there real truth to it? Does my soul and spirit respond? That's a big question. I can't tell you how many times I've had to address the issues of ships landing in mass. On this planet, things have to happen gradually, and humanity isn't ready. That doesn't mean you aren't ready, but you aren't all of humanity. If the ships landed, there'd be utter chaos, especially if it were to happen now. So, and I threw that in because I hear so many times from people, you know, well, so-and-so channeled this information. They're coming. Uh-huh.
Wait a minute. I mean, what would they anticipate happening if ships landed? I mean, where would they go and what would they really want? I mean, it seems sort of, I don't know, far-fetched in a way.
Well,
I mean,
what it represents.
So they come and then what, they land and leave? I mean,
okay, what it represents to people is, when are you going to come here and fix everything on Earth?
Okay.
Okay, you know, we're waiting for you. Please come fix everything.
That's disempowering, I mean, really, because, right, in a way.
It's our collective consciousness, in many ways, that has held them off. It is also the fact that this planet's pretty crazy. Okay, and you know, being on a ship out there and discussing the possibility of landing on Earth is pretty much a no-brainer. You got a lot of people
right.
with a lot of guns and ammunition and crazy stuff. Do you really want to do that? I mean, seriously, there have been beings that have been killed who did come in peace.
Right.
And, you know, I know someone firsthand who was very involved in a lot of these crashes, the beings that were alive trying to run and were shot down. You know, this is the real thing. And we're not ready. And they're not going to come fix it for us. They're waiting for us to be empowered enough to welcome them. And at some point, humans will realize we hold keys for them. This is something Bashar said in 1994 or 5. And boy, I filed that away immediately because I knew, I absolutely knew he was right. And
you sure wasn't 1996?
No, sorry, I was gone. but not
kidding,
totally, just for a while. I will. Many years ago, I was directed to open a library, which I'm now living within miles of that area. It's called the Pinnacles. And I had no idea. I wasn't doing this work then. I had no idea what was in the Pinnacles. I just knew that this was something I was supposed to do. I taught these children about ETs that I took with me. And it turned out when we crested the mountain, which I was not excited about, climbing up a mountain, and it was all standing monoliths. And I knew the minute I saw it that it was a library. And it had to be a human that opened the energy. And, you know, that went on for a year and a half. That area was being literally mined for information. And the phenomena that happened as a result of that day was extraordinary, absolutely extraordinary. I had people fly in so they could experience it. The next night after, every ship imaginable was literally hanging out over the pinnacles. So it reminds me, you know, sometimes I have these experiences and I forget, but it reminds me that Earth is an amazing place. And we forget how amazing sometimes. We are here to hold the light, and we are here to dream the dream of a world of beauty and peace. And that's so important. Okay, I'm going to go into channel because I know you've got questions. I don't know that we'll get to all of them, but we'll do our best.
Okay.
All right. All right. Well, try to keep her calm for this. All right. All right. Welcome, everyone. Welcome, Squirrel. Thank you all for listening tonight. We won't take much time because there are a number of questions, so we do want to say to all of you, this is a time when all the conspiracy theories and all of the things that are juicy and exciting and fun to look at, but they're diversions from what you came to do. Please remember that. Do not allow yourself, if you can, to get caught up in the drama and the victimization. You are all powerful, powerful beings. Every time you get caught up in an opportunity to blame someone or something for something, you're giving away big pieces of power, defeating the very thing that you've been clamoring to change, to become an empowered being, to make a difference, and to hold a resonance that will assist not only humanity, but the beautiful planet that you all live on. All right, Squirrel,
yes.
Let's begin.
Oh, let's begin. Okay. Okay, this question comes from Yolanda, and she writes, Dear team, I've doubted my own ability to seek, discover, and live my own truth because I was so invested in living up to the expectations of the truth of others. I felt powerless and ultimately hopeless that even I even had my own truth, let alone that it was okay for me to want it and seek it out. I have learned to trust that deep knowing and understanding that I truly am my own best resource, that I don't need anyone or anything to give me my life value. I have done my best, and I continue to seek the knowledge that will offer me the wisdom that I truly am capable of creating my and living my own best life and my own truth. I know that I still have a long way to go. Can you please tell me I'm getting any closer to my truth? Lots of love and appreciation, Yolanda.
Oh, Yolanda, of course you are, dear. Again, we're going to caution you, Yolanda. The most important thing, you personally need to remember is to stay out of victim. And we know that many of you have challenges with resources or life experiences, etc. But your journey and your personal journey will move exponentially faster and more beautifully if you remember to stay out of the constricting energy of victim, of not enough, and of feeling powerless. So yes, dear one, you're definitely on your way and you're doing very well. We know you're diligent about your work. We love that. We encourage you to continue. Continue with your beliefs, your intentions, taking in information that feeds you, encourages you, and supports your being empowered. And as long as you do that, continue to work with your child and adolescent, your young adult, and with yourself. Loving yourself more and more, and we do encourage all of you to remember to love yourself. Not from a perspective of ego, but because you are worthy, you are beautiful. You're all a work in progress. After all, you're breaking out of thousands of years of being convinced that you have no power. And in many cases, over these thousands of years, you didn't. What power you could have had was stripped from you. But now you have an opportunity, all of you, to seek information, to find your truth, to connect with your guides, your higher self, your soul, and your spirit, with God, Goddess, all that is, with us, of course, with all of those that you feel connected to. This is your time, all of you. We love you, Yolanda, and thank you for the wonderful question, dear one. All right, Squirrel, you have another one.
I do. This one comes from Keechon, and she's asking about what's going on in the Ukraine. In Crimea, they found, she states, 37 pyramids, which included a mummified alien body adorned with a crown and a sphinx on one of the pyramids. Now, with Russia invading Crimea, there seems to be an outer/inner truth for the world reflective of the old paradigms, Russia versus the USA, and our own innate truth, what was hidden. And the pyramids, researchers believe that they were built during the Jurassic period, 65 million years ago, when the dinosaurs roamed. Can you tell us more about this, please?
Right. And what is her name, please?
It's Keechon.
Keechon.
K-I-C-H-A-N.
All right, Keechon. All right. Well, we will say this to you. You're reading a lot of information that is really not fully substantiated. So we share that with you here. Again, and we want you to understand something. This is a distraction from your own personal growth. Now, we know this sounds cruel, and it's not meant to sound cruel. We do not believe that the pyramids there are that old. All right. We will tell you that from the times of Atlantis, things changed, that those that survived went in different directions and tried to reestablish, recreate the beautiful things in Atlantis. So you find pyramids now all over the world. The real issue here, though, and you hit on it to a degree, part of your whole collective, all right, is always finding an enemy. Russia became that enemy with the launching of Sputnik, the beginning of the Cold War. And people feared the Russians. The truth, of course, what people didn't really know is how poor the country was, how limited their resources were. And that the truth was, there really was nothing to fear. But now, you see, there's still fear in the hearts of people around Russia. Now, we could go on and on and on about this subject. The pyramids in the Crimea area have not really been fully explored. There's a lot of controversy, a lot of, you know, partial truths, partial information. But again, what is important, Kitchen, is where are you going now? What are you focusing on now? What are you wanting to create now? We understand people's interest in history, and we have no problem with that. But you're at a critical time on your planet, and you're at a critical time in your own personal evolution, which is where you're attention needs to be now. Now. Oh, there are theories that Russia is trying to take this area because it has some huge significance. And we would say to you that even if it were true, what difference does it make today to you? And we mean that. We would love to know what you're doing, what you're exploring, what your truths are. The changes you're making in your life to create the life of your dream, the healing that you're doing on you. Because you see, at this timing, that is so much more important. You know, the theme of tonight's show is about, yes, finding your truth, but also recognizing distraction. We understand many of you look for symbology in things. And we often want to say to you, spend that time meditating, reading material that gives you new ideas about how to create a magnificent life. Spend your time sending light into areas on the planet that need assistance, including the schools and the military bases and the places where all of these things are going on right now, these acts of personal terror, group terror. Bringing peace and light to those that are traumatized by the experiences. The different places on your planet, North Korea, the Middle East, Africa, places where people are starving, being abused horribly, by the way. You came to make a difference. And the difference is not so much in the symbology, but it is in your intent, in keeping your resonance as high as possible. Again, repeating ourselves, but doing it with purpose. To encourage you, all of you, to contribute all that you can. Being in gratitude. The year of gratitude, so important. Taking every day time to feel gratitude. Whether you're walking your daily walk and looking at all the beautiful flowers, the landscape, the rolling mountains, whatever it may be, the beautiful sky, the trees, the birds. Find a way to be in that resonance, to raise your resonance up. And enjoy that. Cherish that. And recognize how important it is. Russia is going to do what Russia is going to do. No one's going to go in there and fight them. It's not time. And they believe, because they have their people in there, that they're doing the right thing. But there will not be war around them. That we can tell you. Choose where you're going to put your attention. All of you, keep your resonance high. Your intentions clear. All right. Thank you so much, Kitchen, for your question. Know that we love you and we appreciate the opportunity to be able to talk about these things. So thank you again for the question. All right, Squirrel, you have another question.
I do. This comes from a gal by the name of Sarah. And Sarah writes, would you please be able to explain sleep paralysis? I have been experiencing this since a very young age. Is this about my remembering who I am and my truth? I still continue to have these experiences, and I am now age 24. Thank you.
All right, Sarah. This is a very good question. Well, we're going to give you two different answers. Right? Sleep paralysis. Generally, sleep paralysis means that you are leaving your body. It usually comes with a very definitive energy going through the body. Zzz, zzz, zzz. Not that loud. That's how it feels. Many people, and we don't tell you this for you to have any fear, please be clear with this. Many people have been having experiences that they agreed to prior to coming to Earth to be aboard ship variety of reasons. Many of those experiences began in childhood. So the sleep paralysis that you described could very well be from those experiences. We have had people, and so we give you this other option, right? Again, your truth. We have had people that do travel during their dream time. Some of them are working with hybrid children. Some of them are going back and working with different groups that are doing different things on and around the planet. That experience can create a form of sleep paralysis. Not quite as extreme as the abduction or detainment experiences. We are not aware of having questions from you before, and we do not know how long you've been listening to the show. You can go online and type in questions to determine if you are an abductee. Mary Rodwell has on her site, Mary Rodwell, R-O-D-W-E-L-L. You search her name, you'll find her website. It's in Australia. She has a list of questions, and she has some good books that also talk about this, to go through the questionnaire, and if you have an answer to many of the questions with a yes, then you probably are.
And you know, we're going to have to wrap up right now, so
all right.
I'm sorry to interrupt.
All right, Sarah, we hope this helped you. We send you love, and if you have more questions, you're welcome to write in again. All right. We thank all of you for tuning in tonight. And know, please, how much we do love you. We're sorry our channel has not been able to be available as much as she'd like. Bear with her. She's going through some major changes. And for the first time, she's taking care of herself. We're very happy to see that. We'd love to spend time with you, as always. Do send in your questions to Squirrel, and we will address them as soon as we can. We would love to work with all of you tonight if you'd like to call us in to help you feel more loved, more supported, and a sense of connection with us. A beautiful sense of connection, waking tomorrow morning feeling loved, happy. A shift, enough of a shift to know that you're loved. Know that we love you all. Thank you so much, Squirrel, as always.
You're so
and
welcome.
Thank you to all of you. We love you, and we appreciate all that you're doing to grow, to shift, to change, expanding your ideas constantly. Greater possibilities, greater probabilities. Think of yourselves more and more as unlimited, and the more you do, the more the ideas will come. Know that we love you. And until we speak with you again in this format, dear ones, namaste.
Namaste.
Oh. All right. Are we on? I don't know.
I don't know. But I think we're at the top. I think I hear everything. So, yeah. Let's
okay. Good night, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. We love
thank
you.
Everyone.
Thank you, Squirrel. Love you.
Love you too, Jackie. Good night, everyone. I love you.
Good night.